They'll say, if you love me, you'll trade your body for my pleasure for a little while. Really? Doing it God's way seems so stupid. It really does. People say, you're going to marry and you haven't tried anything out yet and all this. I'll tell you something. I married my girlfriend 30 years ago. When I saw her, it's like all my birthdays came at once. I knew I needed to date this girl. But she was American. She's from Colorado, so I didn't know how to date her. So I did research, which is what I knew how to do. Research Colorado. So we rode horses on our first date. We rode horses and rode horses until I was completely out of quarters. And then I didn't know. And some of you are going to think I'm kidding, and I'm not kidding. She needed to know who she was getting and linked up here with. People always ask me, how'd you know she was the one? She's the one that didn't mace me and run away. My wife might be the world's worst lover, or I might be the world's worst lover, but because we've only been with each other, we're stupid enough to be happy. You do it the world's way, what happens? You got little ghosties in your head the rest of your life. Why would you want to do that? And those ghosties never age, so whoever you marry has no chance. None. But you do it God's way. It's amazing. You can tell people about that. You can look at them and say, I don't want any little ghosties in my head. Leave them going, what? Make them follow you. Don't explain it. Make them follow you.